one thing I can give and still keep is my word. Let your yes be a yes and your no be a no. When I articulate directly with a person or people and the hearer no longer is listening, I receive the lesson and I share because I care until I don't anymore. An unlikely soul approached me with a request that I publicly do not do for my own reasons. This does not mean you need to flee from me. Instead of appreciating the fact that I honor you enough to say no, you run. Would you prefer that I put on a show, give you smoke and mirrors, wear a costume and perform for you so that you can feel better with optics instead of receiving a true word? Let it be known that when it comes to me with requests of the spirit, I already feel your energy and the intent behind it. I will not be drained nor open myself up to tomfoolery. I initially joined social media because of a need, not a want. It was due to the schooling of our youngest son. Since then, I have received many blessings and formed wonderful relationships and reconnected with beautiful and loving friends from my past. Never have I been in search of followers, fans, or anyone in need of being led by me. I am journeying myself. You could come along and keep me company or not. One thing I appreciate is a person who, instead of seeing me in a vulnerable moment and amplifying that vulnerability and stoking doubt, embrace and lift me. I am fortunate to have people who don't subscribe to that and lift me when I need to be lifted and get me back on my stance where my knees buckle. That's being a keeper of the flame. In conclusion, my yes is my yes and my no is my no. I justify it or qualify it if I choose to. Ponderings of Laquan. My name is Trinia Murphy, and I am Ponder Quan.